Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the main topic of discussion in Harrisburg recently, and that is the state budget. Where are we at? Are we still looking at a budget that'll be on time? What's going on? What's the latest?
Well, we certainly are heading into the last week of June, and certainly this is crunch time to get the final budget completed. And as always, it's a difficult process because there are many, many different priorities. It's our goal to come up with a final budget that's on time. And from my perspective, a final budget that's fiscally responsible. The House moved a budget bill forward back in April, and it's challenging given the fact that revenue collections have been down and the state's currently running a deficit. There are differing opinions on how to balance the current year's budget and also balancing the coming year's budget. So the work continues, and my hope is that we'll have a final product this week.
Another thing going on in Harrisburg is a piece of legislation that was passed by the House, sponsored by your neighbor, Representative Kathy Rapp, dealing with forest management. Talk to us about what this is.
Well, this week we did move legislation through, sponsored by my colleague, Representative Rapp, and I've co-sponsored the bill with her, dealing with enhancing forest management in the Allegheny National Forest. And this particular piece of legislation would authorize the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to enter into what's called a good neighbor agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to allow the state to help manage the Allegheny National Forest through timber harvesting, promoting forest regeneration, and restoring or improving habitats. This is something that other states have done, and I think it's important for Pennsylvania to get involved and to help actively manage the national forest. Our communities certainly rely on the financial support that comes from harvesting timber on the ANF, as well as all the jobs that the industry supports. And I think House Bill 1494 goes a long way toward helping enhance the long-term health and productivity of the forest. So I'm glad the bill has passed overwhelmingly and now goes to the Senate for consideration.
And Representative, there was another bill dealing with agriculture moving through the legislative process this week, and this one dealt with agriculture education. Talk to us about this.
Well, this is another bill that was considered in the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, and really this bill works to boost agriculture education in Pennsylvania, and we certainly recognize the value of agriculture education and really the need to highlight that in our public schools. And what this legislation would do is create a commission of agriculture education excellence made up of members with knowledge of agriculture and agriculture education. And the commission would be part of the Department of Agriculture and also the Department of Education, and really would focus on providing the best agriculture education in our public schools. And really the goal of the commission is to change the way agriculture education programs are developed and delivered in our Commonwealth schools, because we know how important agriculture education is, and I think this commission can help a great deal.
Next, Representative, we'd also like to talk about a resolution that passed honoring one of our favorite agriculture sectors, and that's the dairy industry. Talk to us about this.
Well, agriculture has been a highlight this week, and the House this week did pass a resolution designating June 2017 as Dairy Month and Dairy Farmers Appreciation Month in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has the second largest number of dairy farms nationally and ranks sixth nationally in total milk production from the years 2014 to 16. And on top of that, it's estimated that 99% of Pennsylvania's dairy farms are family owned. So these are very important operations, and in the legislature, we strongly support our dairy industry.
And Representative, it's that time of year that you get out and make sure that you connect with some of the most important people in your district. It's Senior Expo time. Talk to us about your upcoming Senior Expos.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting three Senior Expos in the coming months. The first is going to be on Friday, August 4th from 9 to 1 at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. Then in September, on Friday, September 15th, we'll have another expo at the Kane Community Center. And then finally on Friday, October 13th, a third expo at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So I'm looking forward to all these events. There's a wealth of information that's provided to seniors and their families. And certainly I would encourage folks to come out to these upcoming events.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.